Hey, thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters. Another interesting subject I get into, because I've become sort of an eco-nut, is eco-friendly products. And the ones I'm going to kind of discuss with you, and I'll bounce around here a little bit, are just actually eco-friendly products for your home. Eco-friendly product, home energy products, really, at least in the future at some point, are going to be the way. So are green products also, but I love eco-friendly home energy products. For many individuals are adjusting to their eco-friendly home energy products and lifestyles, slow but sure, all to lessen their energy impact, which is good for them, good for their wallet, and good for the environment. Moreover, and it preserves at least a small part of our resources. Multiply that times millions of homes and you're accomplishing something. That's as people become more conscious of these concerns. Buying environmentally friendly goods is at least one step in the right direction. There are several ways in which these goods help both the environment and the homeowners who purchase them. This part of the show, I'm going to talk about five or six reasons, I have to think about them, I mean why using environmentally friendly items in the home is really important for both you, your family, and the environment. First, let's just take a look at the overview of the value of eco-friendly goods at your home. Number one, they have a reduced energy consumption. Most eco-friendly home energy products are less energy hungry than the conventional equivalents, especially since they're built that way intentionally. Energy efficient light bulbs, for instance, I promote them every week, I think, for they may reduce and do reduce an eco-friendly home's energy use almost sometimes by more than half. That's products that I like, especially by as much as 80% compared to standard incandescent lights, thereby lowering the homeowner's monthly power bill considerably. How about the idea of improved indoor air quality? Common home items often contain toxic chemicals. I mean those that lower indoor air quality. Moreover, and increase the risk of respiratory illnesses. In addition, and other health complications, eco-friendly energy products, on the other hand, are safe to use. That's why they're making them happen. These products are manufactured with all natural, non-toxic chemicals. Those that are good for you, good for the air, and good for the environment. What about lowering the carbon footprint? Products that are considered eco-friendly are those that are made with a less carbon footprint intentionally. That's why they're made. The production process has a less environmental impact, especially since they are created using eco-friendly components. Moreover, they are often powered by renewable energy. Homeowners may do their bit to lessen their influence on the environment, more importantly, by opting for what we call eco-friendly items, at least wherever possible. And as an aside, how about cost savings? While environmentally friendly items may be more expensive initially, sometimes they are, however, they often pay for themselves over time. Energy efficient appliances, for instance, I mean, they're better for the environment and the wallet, especially since they use far less power in some cases. Low flow shower heads and faucets are just two examples of water saving equipment. More interesting, incidentally, they both help you save water, which in turn saves you money. It's a win-win. Once you get that initial shower head in there, every little bit counts. In many cases, incidentally, they actually have improved durability. In general, eco-friendly items are built to endure longer than their non-eco-friendly counterparts because they use higher quality, more durable materials. For instance, ethically produced wood furniture lasts much longer than its less costly eco-friendly counterparts. Homeowners save money long-term by purchasing eco-friendly products and avoiding regular replacements over time. Unless you haven't been watching, folks, the interest in sustainable living is growing, and with it, the demand for homes with eco-friendly amenities. Buyers are increasingly interested in purchasing homes that include solar panels, energy-efficient appliances, and other environmentally friendly amenities. Factors to consider before inducting eco-friendly products at your home. Let's think about this. First is, of course, cost. It's crucial to consider the cost of eco-friendly items and whether or not they're feasible within your budget before making a purchase. Investing in reusable water bottles, cloth grocery bags, and eco-friendly resealable bags can help you cut down a good deal on waste and ultimately reduce your expenses, obviously, making them a great addition to any environmentally conscious home. I carry bags with me everywhere all the time, folks. Do I use them 100% of the time? No. But when I'm not in a hurry, especially if I don't get them, I go in and buy and say, oh, I forgot. I make myself go get my bag just to come back to get my groceries. Sounds crazy, but I tell you what, you do it a few times, you won't forget your eco-friendly bags anymore. Now, a problem where I live is availability. It's just about impossible here to find a lot of eco-friendly options. They're just not easily accessible right here where I live. Finding local or online merchants that have the items I need requires some extra effort. It really does. It pays off. It pays off in money long term. It pays off in frustration once you learn where the sources are. Believe it or not, even though I don't want to push Amazon, boy, they've got a great bunch of eco products. If you're looking for ecological products, I'm willing to have them brought to your house, especially if you're already a Prime member. Not trying to sell you anything with Amazon, though. They don't support this show. But it works wonders for people like me that live in remote areas and have a rough time finding really eco-friendly products. Having said that, still consider quality. Being environmentally friendly is no guarantee of a product's quality. Before buying, be sure the things you're contemplating are both high quality and environmentally friendly. Looking up reviews, looking up research, get the name of the company and see what its ratings are. It's worth the extra effort, both for you and, of course, for our environment. So for the next minute or two, let's look at types of eco-friendly products, especially for your home. Let's begin with energy-efficient appliances. It's become apparent that energy usage and monthly utility costs can be minimized by replacing older, less efficient appliances with newer, more efficient versions. Check for the Energy Star certification, which they tried to cancel in the last administration, but it's now back and flying and gives you a good look at just what the efficiency is going to be of the appliance that you're going to buy for your home. Just so you know, the Energy Star certification ensures that the product has met EPA's, the Environmental Protection Agency's, stringent requirements for energy efficiency. And probably every week, I don't know, not every week, but always, LED lights, folks. LED lights last far longer and use far less energy than any of the incandescent counterparts, or for that matter, even fluorescent. They come in numerous colors and designs to meet various lighting requirements. And yes, folks, they're on parity and in some cases as cheaper than regular light bulbs were. And still, they last 5 to 10 times longer. And yes, time has come now for solar panels. Putting solar panels on your roof or in your yard is another way to create clean energy and lessen environmental impact. While solar panels have a significant initial investment, although it's come down tremendously, they will reduce your monthly energy expenditures over time, without a doubt. So, besides helping the planet, there are other advantages to using eco-friendly goods around your home. In addition, and if you want a more substantial lifestyle, I mean, really, eco-friendly items are the way to go. They have several benefits. Let me list these for you, including but not only. Decreased energy usage, better indoor air quality, smaller carbon footprints, cost savings over time, without a doubt, enhanced longevity and higher home value. You can help make the world a little bit of a better place. That's for current and future generations. Most importantly, by simply making a few adjustments and buying green. The old saying I said forever, I stole from an old preacher, his name was Oral Roberts, is, if everybody lit one little candle, what a bright world it would be. If every one of you just changed the light bulb a week in your house so you had only LEDs and went to more efficient energy use. And I actually got my first bout today with a Tesla car. It took us about 20 minutes how to figure out how to charge it. But we charged the car, folks, for going about 300 miles, 280 miles, for less than $4. Well, it cost $4 because they round up to the next dollar. And that was just in a very tiny town I live in, and there's much less expensive places to charge them if you have to. And if you buy a car in your home a lot, you just get a charger at home, charge it overnight, and it's basically pennies on the dollar to what gas is. Now, of course, the petroleum people hate this. So they're poo-pooing. I use that word. I wish I had something more sophisticated. The idea of electric vehicles. Right now, if I bought one tomorrow, I'd probably buy a hybrid. My daughter and her husband, my family, has a Ford Maverick. They're in love with it. It's the best of both worlds for in country or in city, I should say. Daily commuting. It's so efficient. They're getting averaging, and they could even do greater if they have about 65 miles to the gallon. And of course, it's charged. It's hybrid. It's recharged as it goes. They have the Ford Maverick, which is a very nice pickup. But right now, there's a bunch of them available. I'm looking at my first all-electric in September of this year. But in another few years, it's going to be the go-to automobile. Yes, right now, I would say if you had to buy one tomorrow, I still would consider a hybrid, maybe over to an electric, depending on where you live. I live in a small town and don't go anywhere. A car that gives me 250 miles on a charge, I never do that in any single day of my life. And you can plug it in your house on a 110 overnight and charge it. And incidentally, the one I'm going to look at, but I won't do a sales pitch. Actually, if you buy it right now, comes with a free rapid power charger that they will put in your home for you for no additional cost. Folks, they're going to get, literally, they have less parts. Actually, when volume comes, they're probably going to be cheaper to build than a regular automobile. So that's going to make it better for everybody. It's not happening today. I get big fights with people that are friends of mine. Probably 20 years, 30 years, but all of us have to contribute. It is a building system. It's not going to happen overnight. It can't. We don't have the infrastructure to do it. But can we build it? With far more efficiency than our really rugged petroleum crap that we're using. Right now, folks, we burn enough methane in the western part of this state. Okay? We burn off, not keep, to run every house in the state of Texas, according to the energy people that look at it. We throw that away every day right now. It's not an efficient system. It's a polluting system. It's not good for you. It's not good for us. You know, it's good for the rich people with their hands in the petroleum pockets, and bless them, you know, they did what they could do to make a living. But no, that's not what we need for the future. So think about it. Think about electricity. Think about hybrid. Think about all electric cars. There, if you're younger than me, folks, I'm in my 70s, so you might be, they're going to be a part of your future, really, whether you like it or not. Thanks for staying tuned to Organic Matters.